Today being the 12th day of Ramadan,
1444 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 3rd day of April, 2023 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of the Yaniya Brotherhood in partnership with the Yaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 33rd ayah of Surah Az-Zumar. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون الله تبارك وتعالى had asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that on his behalf he should stand up and call his servants. O my servant, ya ibadil ladhina amanu taqu rabbakum. Did ladhina ahsanu bihadi dunya hasana. We just passed it. And Allah is now saying, who are these people? I said people that have belief should stand up and try to move to the position of taqwa. And this surah is teaching taqwa and ikhlas. For you to show sincerity so that Allah himself will make you a sincere servant. If you do ikhlas, Allah will make you akhlas. He said, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدِقِ, the one that brought or came with the truth, وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, and testified to it, and others also testified to it, أُولَٰئِكَ, these people, all of them, هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, they are the ones that have attained piety. Like we said, a Muslim, when he becomes a Muslim, he accepts Allah. He accepts that La ilaha illallah. Then his journey starts. His journey starts in the sense that nobody remains in a position throughout his life. Your age is increasing. A child that is giving birth to, as the age is increasing, his physical body is developing, his intellectual capacity is growing. If it grows, it gets to a stage, Allah will now say, you have reached a stage that I can count on you to be responsible. Today I declare you a responsible person. You are on your own. Mukallaf. From this stage, he continues until at an age, Allah will say, as from now, not only you are responsible, I also declare that you are responsible for others, which means he can get married and have children. That is also how his own ibadah should also increase him. As your body is increasing, your intellectual capacity should increase, your position with Allah spiritually should increase. So at the position of Islam, you have tawbah, you have istikamah, you have taqwa. When you get to taqwa, at this stage, you need somebody to continue with. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu taqoo laha wa kunu ma sadiqin. You now have to be among the sidq. That's why Allah is saying here, wallazi jaa bis sidqi, the one that came with the truth,
وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ and testify to it, and others testify to it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. You have not attained, you cannot come to the position of Siddiqui until you have already become somebody who is pious. When you are pious, at that time you are in a position that you are truthful in everything you do. Even if you are going to die, you are truthful. Here, the Prophet ﷺ, he is one, وَلَذِجَا بِسِدْكِ, that's the Prophet ﷺ. What did he come with? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Muhammad Rasulullah. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ, he, the Prophet, he believed in it. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّالَ الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَيَهُمْ رُكَعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. These ones, they are the ones that testify to the truthfulness of the Prophet ﷺ. The first to believe in the Prophet ﷺ among the men is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Among the ladies is Sayyidina Khadija. Sayyidina Khadija has seen the sign in him even when she married him, and was the first to declare to the Prophet ﷺ that what is with you is truth, it cannot be falsehood. Wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abadan. Allah will never disgrace you. Why? You are a person to khuru dhaifa. Whenever you see visitor come, quickly you are hospitable. What is dhikul haditha? You always tell the truth. What is dhikul rahima? You maintain your blood relations. You ask for them, you seek for them, the one you can assist, you assist them. What inu alana wa ibn al-haq, and when you see there is a problem, you assist in the position of truth. All these qualities that you have, Allah can never disgrace you with it. So Sayyida Khadija was the first woman to accept the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are those that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said they are going to paradise. Even in this world, the Prophet told them, Asharatun Mubasharat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr himself, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Osman, Sayyidina Ali, Sa'd, Sa'id, Ubayd ibn Jarrah, all of them, Abdurrahman bin Auf, all of them, it is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, apart from Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali, it's Sayyidina Abu Bakr that brought all of them to Islam. So, the Prophet Lazama, what he brought is the truth. Asr al-Hadith, Kitaban, Mutashabihan, Mathaniya, Taksha'iru minhul yulul lezna akshanu rabbam. So when you hear it, you know this is the truth. Those that testify to it, they are the ones that are called muttaqun. So let us take the Quran seriously, take the message of the Prophet ﷺ seriously. The Prophet himself is enough. And you will see that the message blends with the whole of the creation. It will not say anything that is outside the creation. The creation will not say outside the understanding of the creation. Whatever you see in the firmament, if you bring it to the Quran, you find it blends into it. Because the one that made this one is the one that made this one, that sent this one. The Quran is the sifa of Allah. Allah is Allah. All these 100 names of Allah are his attributes. The Quran is an attribute of Allah. And that's what was given to the Prophet. And that's what the Prophet gave to you. So anytime you are holding the Quran, you are holding the attribute of Allah.
لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك جزاء المحسنين.
لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك جزاء المحسنين. These people that attain this position of taqwa, you don't see them involved in kabair. By the time a Muslim, a person entered Islam, you may still see him engaging in kabair. But if he decides to go back to Allah with tawbah and be upright, istiqamah, and struggle to attain taqwa, at that position he doesn't know anything called kabair. Even if it's difficult for him to look for, to go and commit zina, or steal, or tell lies, or cheat, or backbite, all these things that are big sins, you not see him in it. The sins you see in it are things that are inevitable. You will find him mahfuz. Only the prophets are ma'asum. Ma'asum is one that cannot, even if he wants, there is no way he can commit sin. Ma'asum is somebody who is careful. Because of his carefulness, he will not commit any sin. So, visible. With Allah, lahu ma yasha'una. Whatever they so wish, in paradise, Allah will give to them. And in paradise, ma la ayn ra'at, wa la uzun sami'at, wa la hatru fi qalbi basharin qattu. What ears have never heard, what eyes have never seen, what your mind has never contemplated, you see it in paradise. So here, lahu ma yasha'una inda rabbihim. Zalika, that is it. Jaza'ul muhsinin. Those that are excellent in behavior, are excellent in character, Allah too will give them reward that is excellent. What is the meaning of excellence? You all of you here, most of us, we are in the university. If you see anybody having 2-1 or having first class, go and find out. He was not just doing, staying in just the assignment he was given. He was doing extra reading. No matter how intelligent you are, if you don't do extra reading, you can't climb to the position of excellence. You have to find them doing extra reading, reading other books. Only lecture notes he's reading. He will read other things. He will go and do other assignments apart from the one he's given. As he's doing this, can be sure, if he's not able to get to first class, at least he will get his second class offer. The same thing in Islam. Allah says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's composed on the person coming to Islam to say it once. Anytime there is, you are going to do Salah, Allahu Akbar. When you are finished, you also make tashahud. When you make ablution, you do it. But somebody who wants excellence will increase the amount of times he does this. The same thing. Today, you will see him sitting down in a group, recounting La ilaha illallah without number. Then Salah. Somebody who is a Muslim, is prescribed on him that he should do 5 times daily prayer every day. Subuhi, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. But he will hear that this Salah was initially 50. And now Allah said, Manja is initially 50 and it was reduced to 5. Manja the Hasat Fala Ashir and Saliha. It was this. He will not be content. Each Salah he will do another voluntary ruku and standing up. So at the end of the day, he has at least 50 rakat. Before Subuh, he will do 2 rakat. Duha, he will do 4 rakat. Before Zuhur, 4 rakat. After Zuhur, 4 rakat. Before Asr, 4 rakat. After Maghrib, 2 rakat. After Ishai, Ana, Shafi and Otur. By the time he asks up, he will get at least 50 in a day. Nobody has asked him to do this. He is doing it voluntarily. That is now doing excellence. A child that the father says, I don't want you to allow the house to be dirty. Keep it clean. Sweep this area, sweep this area. Then, one of them, not only he sweeps that area, he goes and takes mop and clean it. He has done excellently. The one that did what he was asked to do, he has done well. What excellence means, you do extra that you are not told to do, but within the work that you are asked to do. That's why you find, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, people in Tariqa are excellent in their worship. They don't know whether Allah will accept them excellent people, but they have shown that whatever you are asking them to do, Allah asking them to do it in the Quran. But he didn't make it compulsory on them. Allah said, وَمَنْ شَاءَتْ تَخَذَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلَ أَوْمَ أَوْمَ. So this is it. That's why Allah is telling us here that لَوْ مَا يَشَاءُنَا إِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Just like they were trying to please Allah at all costs, when they also command Allah, whatever you want, take. The people in paradise, there is nothing they like more than this particular verse. لَوْ مَا يَشَاءُنَا إِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. And the people of hell, there is nothing that they hate. The verse that they don't want to hear. وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And a veil will be drawn down between them and whatever they want. Because whatever you want, if it's in paradise, anything you want, when you want to see Allah, you are in front of Allah. When you want to be in the garden, now ma sha'una inda rabbihim. This is not for everybody. Zalika jazaa'ul muhsinin. Those that did excellently. So stand up and do excellent work.
ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون.
ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا. Allah said, disciple, let me tell you what I will do for them. لِيُكَفِرَ اللَّهُ أَنْهُمُ أَصْوَعَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا سَوْءُ سَيِّئَاتِ أَصْوَعَ. Allah said, I will wipe away of them أَصْوَعَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا, the worst of their crimes, which is even if they had done kabaira in the past, Allah will wipe it away. وَيَجْزِيَهُمُ, and I will reward them بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا Ya Amalun. Among the work they used to do, I will bring all the work to the best of their work and pay him with the best of his work. That's in Arab Allah said, Yubadillahu Sayyatin Hasanat. Even their evil work that they have done, I will bring it and count it and pay them as good work. Anybody that strives as a Muslim, you find yourself committing sins like every other Muslim, because when a person comes into Islam, you left disbelief and you came to Islam. Because you left disbelief, there is still part of you in disbelief. You are now in, you are inside the house of disbelief before. You left it and came to the house of submission. So you are a neighbor to disbelief. So once in a while, you will stray away to it. Wala darling, you will stray away to it. They are taking alcohol, you will take. Then when you see your people coming, you run away from it. Sometimes you follow girlfriends. Sometimes you follow in watching useless things. But when you stand up and say, I want to go back to Allah, then you make tawbah. That's inaba. You go back to Allah, then you find yourself getting upright, getting upright. Then you start doing extra things. When you come and you finish praying, you see who holds it, raising it to you hold. What are they saying? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Is it part of salah? No. But Rasulullah said, whoever said it, this is the reward, you too, you say it. You hear somebody doing, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Is it compulsory? No. The Rasulullah, whoever said it, anytime he says it, to a day to plant it for him in paradise, you too, you are saying it. La ilaha illallah. The Rasulullah said, Abdul Makutu anna wa nabiyina min qabli, La ilaha illallah. You too, you be saying it. How many times? You don't know. Then you see somebody that is very pious. Everybody give regards to him. You are seeing the light in him. What this was? Ah, this is what he used to do for. Please, I want to follow you. Do what you want to do. This is tariqah. That's all. Wa Allah yastaqamu ala tariqati laskinahu ma'an gadaka. If you your istiqama, if you make it to be on a particular path, this path is a path of those that are along the path of sidq. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Then you are on that path, then you find out that you'll be getting better, you'll be getting better, your heart will be following. Today, tomorrow, it will not follow. It will not be your hand that you are trying to take away from sin now. It's now your heart that you are trying to take away from sin. By the time you have taken, gone into the position of taqwa, your heart, you are in control of it. Because you don't tell lies again. What you are looking for now is ikhlas. By the time you finish ikhlas, then, as Allah is going to say, you get a position of tamanina. Your heart will be at rest. Whatever happens, you are at rest. You are going to pray, you are not in a hurry. You are not rushing. When you finish, you are not rushing. This is what Allah is telling us here. Allah said, يُكَفِرَ اللَّهُ أَنْهُمُ أَصْوَعَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا. The most evil thing they did, Allah said, I will wipe it away. Let alone the small ones. وَيُّهُمُ أَجْرَهُمُ. Allah will pay them their reward bi ahsani, with the best of work they did. What is the best work anybody will do in Islam? La ilaha illallah. That's the best work you will do. No matter what you do, it's not up to La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah said, Abdalu ما قلته أنا ونبينا من قبلي لا إله إلا الله. The best that I have said and those before me out of the prophets have said is this word, لا إله إلا الله. People are now sitting down, saying it, saying it. Allah said, وَإِذَا أَخُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Then he said that they are on the wrong path. Name of Allah is being mentioned. He says somebody is on the wrong path. Are you afraid of Allah? By the time you get to this position, you know what you are facing. You know what you are getting. You are at rest of mind. Whatever anybody tells you, it doesn't bother you. That's why when people that enter Islam, people are telling them, you are villagers. Do they care? Muslims are increasing in number. When people in Tariqa, somebody is telling you, is Bidia, is this, are they that? People are increasing in Tariqa. That's how it is. And this is good. This prophet that came, preceded with Anu Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail, they said this place they left for us. Inna awwala bayti wudiya lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkata. Is this one in Makkah, this Kaaba. And Muslims, Nigerians particularly, they try their best to go to Hajj. Some of them, they know they have problem. They say, please, I don't have money. I learned you are going for Hajj. When you go there, please, when you make Tawaf, kindly pray for me. The same place, people that are there, some have never performed Hajj. You find people over 50 years old in Makkah. They have not performed Hajj. And that's where they are living. So if Allah gives who He wants to give, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So one should be thankful to Allah. The best work you will ever do is this statement, لا إله إلا الله. If you don't understand it, Allah understands what you are saying. Just say it sincerely from your heart. And when you finish saying it and you are engrossed in it, don't care what anybody will say.
أليس الله بكاف عبدا ويكوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يدلل الله فما له من هاد ومن يهد الله فما له من مضل أليس الله بعزيز ذي انتقام.
أليس الله بكاف عبده ويخوفونك بالذي من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد ومن يهد الله فما له من مضل أليس الله بعزيز ذي انتقام. Allah is now asking, you have gotten to the position of taqwa, always لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله, always your mouth is fresh with zikr, then what is your problem? أليس الله بكاف عبده. Is Allah not enough for His servants? Allah is asking. وَهُوَ كَافٍ وَهُوَ الْكَافٍ وَيُخَوِفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. And they are putting fear in you with what is less than that. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبِدَهُ وَيُخَوِفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ. Know this, whoever Allah has caused us to go astray, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ, nobody can guide him, not you, not anybody. وَمَنْ يَهَدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍ. And whoever Allah has given guidance to, no matter what you say, you cannot cause him to go astray. Remember this, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِي انْتِقَامٍ. Is Allah not the mighty one that seizes people that are doing evil? Zintikam. Allah, He delays, but He does not neglect. Yahamilu wa la yuhamalu. Wa la yamhalu. He delays, but He does not neglect. Allah is asking here, you are reciting the name of Allah all the time. That's the best work to do. Zikr. Allah is talking of zikr. Ulil albab. يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوب. How will it be if you are not doing what you are doing? بالغداه والعشي morning and evening they are doing zikr. And somebody is putting prayer to you with what? That you should, you are afraid of what? That's why Allah is saying here, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. That Allah, Allah you are calling is not enough for you. It's enough for you, for your feeding, for your happiness, for what you drink, for your sleeping, for your house, for your clothing. Anything you think of, this Allah is enough for you. You don't need anything. One, it was related that one lady, a Denmark lady, who was studying the Quran, read this verse and also read it in conjunction with Wallahu Yasimukum Minan Nas, and read that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after the verse Wallahu Yasimukum Minan Nas came, he asked all those guarding him to leave, and he never had any guard again. He said, this is the most truthful person in life. Because no matter how person is truthful, you wouldn't play with your own life. But this man accepted that Allah said, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, alayhi Allah bikafin abdahu, and he relied on Allah, not anything to save him. The Prophet had no God anymore. Anyone who was going, he goes alone. If Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is with him, they go together. Or Abu Huraira, they go together. But he didn't take anybody. Come and save God. Till today you find our ulamas are still living like that. Go to Kaduna now. You want to see Sheikh Darabachi. You meet the doors open. People he has never met in life, where they are coming from, he doesn't know they are coming. Nobody say, let's just use a sensor to check you. Are you putting something in your pocket? Nobody is saying that. And people that are coming to him are so much that even the politicians don't even have one tenth of that looking for them. Go to Bauchi, the same thing. There is a Muslim, a friend of Professor Wadabi, Andrea Brigadier. He said, one of the things that made him to enter Islam is this. This thing that we are talking about now. I think it's an Italian. Said, he went to Sheikh Umar Sanda. But when he went, for what he has heard of him, this man, scientist of NASA, that's the National Space Agency of America, he heard so much of this man. He went, he was just simply sitting down. Nobody was guarding him. You know, they now told him about Sheikh Darabachi. He went, was in a shirt and trouser. He's not a Muslim. He said he wants to see the man. He met him sitting there in the crowd. He just met him like that. Then, after they started the question, the man apologized. Said, please, I'm sorry. You say you are a visitor. You are just coming. I shouldn't bother you with talking. Stand up. So he just took him into his room and brought food out. So this man, I've never met him in life. He opened the food and started eating with him. He said, in my mind, I said, this is what it means to be peace. That this is peace I am seeing. That somebody, if he come to you, you don't know him, he's not your tribe, nothing, and you accept him, you take him to your room, you sit down and you are eating. Whether he came to kill you, whatever he came to do, it did not bother you. He said, but when he went to some other Muslim leaders that are not Sufis, he said, he met their doors with Megats, Bagla proof. He has to fill form. Where are you coming from? Who do you want to see? Where do you want to see him from? What is your mission? All these questions they were asked. Before he could see any of them, he went through security checkpoints. But somebody who is for Allah, who knows that wherever he is, he's with Allah. Who does he want to come and safeguard him? So Allah is asking you, if you are somebody who has attained in the path of Siddiqui, والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به اولئك هم المتقون. You have nothing to fear. أليس الله بكاف عبده. You have nothing to fear. Go wherever you want to go. Allah that put it in your mind to set out, he will protect you until you go and you come back. وَمَنْ يُدْلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Not everybody is granted guidance by Allah. Those who have struggled and got to the position of piety and are truthful in what they are doing and sincere, Allah will give them guidance. And when Allah is giving them guidance, nobody can take them astray. Because they know they are seeing the fruit of their work. وَمَنْ يُدْلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا لَهُ مِنْ مُتِلِ. Also, know that either way, if Allah says this person is at loss, you can't guide him. This person is guided, you can't take him put him to loss. Just continue on your own path. Make sure you do your salah in jami'. You hold your zikr. You always do istighfar. You read the Quran. Leave yourself for Allah.
وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرِّهِ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِي قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عليه يتوكل المتوكلون.
ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أرأيتم إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه توكل المتوكلون. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دونه إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات الضر. If you are to ask these people that are always quarreling with you, that are always antagonizing you, من خلق السماوات والأرض, if you are to ask them, ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض, if you are to ask them who created the firmament and the earth, لا يقولون الله, they tell you it's Allah. قل, then ask them, أرأيتم ما تدعون من دونه من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات الضر. Whatever you are calling other than Allah, if Allah wishes to punish me or Allah wishes harm to come to me, can they take away the harm? أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمتي, or they wish, Allah wishes that he will bring me his mercy and grant me what would be source of mercy to me, can you withhold it? If you cannot take away the harm Allah will bring to me and you cannot stop the mercy Allah will bring to me, then leave me, hasbi Allah. Kul hasbi Allah. Oh Prophet, tell them Allah is enough for me. Alayhi yatawakkal mutawakkilun. It's on him that the one that seeks to rely on anything relies on. The one that wants to rely for his assistance has nobody to rely on, if in truth he wants reliance but Allah. So Allah is now asking Prophet to ask you too, if anybody is calling you to other than Allah, ask him. What you are calling me to other than Allah, if Allah wishes harm on me, can you lift it? Because Allah will bring you harm. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah will bring you something to harm you, to check the level of your faith. If you just get a small harm, just little, and you start shouting other than Allah, then you have failed. But if you are steadfast, like we saw in Surah Al-Sad with Anibi Ayuba, and you are steadfast, then Allah himself will come and take it away. Hal hunna kashifatu durri, they will not be able to lift it away from you. The same way, in aradani Allah bi rahmatin, hal hunna mumsikati rahmati, if Allah wishes to grant me his grace and his Rahman, can anybody come and withhold it? Huh? You will see sometimes people will plot. You are looking for the grace of Allah. People will plot, and it is their own plot. Innahum yakiduna kaidan wa akidu kaidan. It is their own plot that will act in your favor to get what they didn't want you to get. Several times. Somebody wants to punish you. It is his effort that will save you from another punishment and land himself, he himself into punishment. So, kul hasbi Allah alayhi. Say yourself, hasbi Allah, Allah is enough for me. Alayhi yatawakkalul mutawakkilun. It's on him that whoever wants reliance should go and seek reliance. Alayhina qawalahumun nasu. Inna nasa kadjama'u lakum. فَأَشَاهُمْ رَادَهُمُ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَزُوَ اللَّهُ وَنِمَا وَكِيلٌ فَانْكَلَبُوا بِنِيمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَقْسُوا سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. In another Allah said, didn't you see this fool? That people are putting fear into him, that an army has come together in a group wishing to destroy you. فَأَشَاهُمْ fear them. This statement, instead of putting fear into them, it made them to be stronger. فَرَادَهُمُ إِيمَانًا. They became stronger in faith. What would they say? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is enough for us. Because of that, Allah protected them. Fankalabu bi ni'mati min Allah wa fadlin. And they returned, not only with that Allah protected them, even with blessings from Allah. And more virtue from Allah. And they followed what Allah is pleased with. Wattaba'u ridwan Allah. So this is how it is. That's why you find even the Shaykh Ahmed Yani brought his word of 100 istighfar, 100 salati on the Prophet, 100 la ilaha illallah, and wazifa. When you finish, you find the ulama said, let us recite Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 150 times. And as long as you recite it in the morning, in the evening, then in the night, wallahi, is enough against all your problems. But believe in it. Believe in it. Not that you are doing it, your shaky. Then you don't have faith. Allah said, وَلَا يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. He didn't say, وَلَا يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. No, عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those on the maqam of iman, they have civic, they have ikhlas, they have tamanina. These people, Allah will never put an unbeliever to overcome them as a group or as an individual. If the after the jihad of Osman bin Fadl, if our people are still on faith, wallahi, the fight, the colonial masters will not succeed over them. The colonial masters succeeded because in character they were better than the Muslims did not. Say it anywhere. Because these colonial masters came to steal. They were broad day like armed robbers. They came, they force you. You must go and grow cotton. You must go and grow granite. You must go and grow maize. You must go and grow guinea corn. When you go, we don't have bags. They bring a bag. You have to fill this bag. When you fill it, then you sell it. How much are you selling it? They will tell you how much you sell it. It's your land. It's your seed. It's your crop. It's your harvest. But they say you have to put it in this bag. Then you have to sell it this amount. Who will buy it? They are also the one to buy it. So they were, it's not they're stealing. That's colonialism. Today, this is what they are doing. But our brothers that claim they were on the path of Islam were fathers. They will take all the young boys that married this year. They will send them away from the town. Take their new wives and give it to the hakim to use the way he wants. This is what they were doing. If you read about the so-called jihad that they did, you will know it was not jihad. You will be ashamed of yourself. This is what they were doing, and Allah brought the colonial masters. This one is killed your mother, killed your brother, killed your this thing. This one said, no, I just want your property, but I will not allow anybody to touch you. Who do you want? So the colonial masters came. When they came, they insisted they will put our people too as judge. But only the truthful ones they will put as judge. That's why Suleiman Kumo used to say that the colonial masters coming actually assisted Islam to go back to strength after weakness. Mm. And he's a historian. Yes. He was director of administration. So what the people did was not that. If you stay on your path of Iman, wallahi, people cannot overcome you. Even if you are alone. I used to still tell people, if somebody here is a country, and the leader of the country is a Mumin, and most of the followers are Mumin, America with all its weapon cannot defeat if it goes to war with it. They can't. So kul hasbi Allah, say Allah is enough for me. Alayhi yatawakkalul mutawakkilun. It's on him that the one that is seeking reliance will seek reliance on.
قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من ياتي عذاب يخزي ويهل علي عذاب مقيم.
قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من ياتي عذاب يخزيه ومن يهل عليه عذاب مقيم. Allah is now telling, O Prophet, therefore, after you know all this, and you have called them to come and do good work, those that want to work, let them work. After you have told them, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ فَابُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ, that only Allah you are worshipping. All your activities is worship of Allah. Therefore, call all of them, قُلْ يَا قَوْمُ إِمَنُوا اللَّهَ مَكَانَتِكُمْ, wherever you want to stay, stay there and do whatever you want to do. إِنِّي أَعْمِلُ, meet you, I'm doing my work. فَصَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَاتِهِ, soon you shall know who this will come to. عَذَابٌ يُخُزِيهِ, who harm, punishment will come to that will humiliate him. وَيَهِلُ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُكِيمٌ, and he will now be subject to a punishment that it will be there forever for him. In this world, punishment will come to them that will humiliate them. And on the day of judgment, the punishment will be permanent. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling these people here, the same way, if somebody is arguing with you, and you tell him what you are doing is correct, you know you are calling Allah. Anytime you call Allah, it's Allah you call. Anywhere you are calling Allah, Allah is there. Where you are not calling Allah, Allah is there. هو معكم أينما كنتم. Anywhere you are, Allah is there. Don't translate for Allah. Allah can say بإلم, he didn't say so. When you come there, people say no, Allah is there with his knowledge. Huh? Are you supporting Allah? Allah is somewhere else. His attributes are somewhere else. This is Imam Malik. Imam Malik, one day he was, anytime he wants to come and read hadith, he will wear neat dresses. That is just neat, nobody has studied it, and come and sit down teaching hadith. One day he was teaching hadith, and people see his forehead perspiring and shaking once in a while, until he finished the hadith lesson and stood up, went in and came back. Why? He said there was a scorpion that was stinging him, and he refused to stand up. Why? He said, I'm reciting and studying the hadith of the prophet in place of the prophet, and I will leave it. I will not leave it. Anywhere you are reciting the hadith of the prophet, he is there with you. Anywhere you are reciting the Quran, you are with Allah. Anywhere you are mentioning his name, you are with him. Don't let any person put fear in you that you are not, it's not so. But when they do say, okay, ya qawmi imanu ala makanatikum, go and say, do the kind of work you know how to do. Inni amin, the one I know how to do, leave me to do it. I'm not your slave. I'm the slave of Allah. You can't force me to worship the way you worship. That's why I used to tell MSS brothers, I said, why is most of you, did you come and regulate religion in ABU? If you are that good, you must be in ABU. Some of you don't even pass your exams. A Muslim scholar is an intelligent person. You are not a first class student. You are not a class upper student. and you want to preach to people, it's better you go and correct yourself first. You can't tell people that you must worship in this way. Are they your slave? And I say, they will never be this being different. Some will prefer fasting. Some will prefer reciting Quran. Some will prefer zikr. Some will prefer this. Allow everybody. If you think what they are doing is wrong, I said this in Mina one day. We have all the people that are always telling everybody, bid'ah, this. They are all sitting down. I said, Allah has asked us. If a man says his wife has committed adultery, it's not a small thing. To come out of the mouth of the husband is not a small statement. Allah says, I will accept, but there are conditions for it. أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين والخمسة أن لعنت الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين. That he should swear four times that he told the truth. And the fifth one, that may the curse of Allah be on him if he's telling lies. I said, zina is a smaller thing than telling people that they are doing the work of hell. Because it's not, a person doing zina, he's doing kabbalah. You're not saying he's a kafir. But for you to say, to make tafsir of somebody, what you are making tafsir of him, can you please take Quran, swear four times that what you are saying is bid'ah. Wallahi it is. And if it is not, it's because of Allah, and you hold the Quran and say it. If you can't, shut up. So there is no need. This is the Quran. A judgment is there. What you call swear on? Why are you coming and puffing? People are trying to make themselves to be best before Allah. You don't even know the road to know how to be best, but you want to correct them. An excellent student who is performing excellently, and any time he does test, he is getting 80, 70. And you tell him that he's wasting his time always doing extra reading. The teacher did not ask us to do any extra reading. You solve an extra problem. The teacher did not ask us to solve an extra problem. You will pass. You have gotten your test result. Will you answer him? A student in this university, he has graduated a long time ago. One of his tutors when he was in secondary school told him that he should leave Tariqat Tijaniyah. And he was convinced that the teacher is correct. At that level, he doesn't believe the teacher can tell him lies. This man waited. After they finished the class, he went to the teacher and said, he asked me to leave Tariqat Tijaniyah, I will leave it. But please, I want you to help me with one prayer. And he was sincere when he said it. He was saying it to deceive, because he believed the teacher 100%. He said, there is a prayer that I was given that if I say it, I will see the Prophet. And I have said it before and I see the Prophet. I saw the Prophet. Which prayer will you now give me to do instead of that one? He said, which prayer? He said, come on. He said, and you saw the Prophet? He said, yes. He said, this is my hand. Take me to your own teacher, I will take Tariqa. Somebody is seeing the Prophet in his dream. He is seeing important people in his dream. You say you should do what he's doing. You, what are you seeing? All this, Allah is going to bring it here in this surah. Allah is going to bring it. He's going to bring it. So let us be very careful. Don't allow any prayer. Before somebody can tell you that he's going to assist you, look at him. Who he is he? He's abusing people. Does the Prophet abuse? Is proud. Does the Prophet go on the street as a proud person? Ask him to go to his go to your place and do what you want to do. But a central mosque that is for everybody, you say, no, a person cannot do this. Only what you describe, are you the Prophet? You soon know. Who Allah will bring punishment to that will humiliate him. And who finally will end up in a problem that he will be in it forever.
Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba lin-nasi bil-haq faman ihtada falinafsi wa man dalla fa inna ma yadillu alayha wa la anta alayhim biwakil.
Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba lin-nasi bil-haq faman ihtada falinafsi وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Allah Ta'ala is now telling the Prophet ﷺ, therefore, as you ask them to stand in their place and worship, know this, this Quran, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. I send this book to you, unto you, for you to benefit mankind with it, with truth. For many today, for the nafsi, whoever wishes to get guidance, it is on him, it is for him. Whoever goes to stray away, let him stray away. You have done your own. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. I did not send you to be their guide that will protect them from getting, from going astray. لَا عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّي وَكَفَرْ وَيَعْذِبُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرْ. So Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I send this Quran to you. You already believe in it. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. It is even through you that they are understanding Quran. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. With clear Arabic language. And your tongue, Allah has made it to be eloquent when you are speaking. Even whoever does not understand Arabic cannot leave you. Listen to you is enough for him. Therefore, whoever takes, accept your guidance is for him. Whoever refuses is against him. You are not the one that you are going to be their guard, that they must do it. Allah Himself said, La ikraha fid din, qad tabayyana ar-rushdu min al-ghayy. This religion, there is no compulsion in it. The straight path, ar-rushd, the guidance, Allah has made it clear. Al-gayy, the straying off, Allah has made it clear. Whoever wishes, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. So don't waste your time. If you are to force everybody to do things the way you do it, and in their heart it's not like that, have you succeeded? Allah will not accept you, so what have you done? That's why Islam allows non-Muslims to remain under the state of Islam, practicing their religion. Because you cannot force somebody to come to Islam if the heart does not accept it. But your character is what will draw him into Islam. Your character is what can send him also away from Islam. There are Christians that have come here on this campus. Just the manner of burial of Muslims make them to become Muslims. Just the burial. Because you have seen the suffering people go through in their place over burial. This is how their burial is serious. On this alone, he became a Muslim. So if we practice the major aspect of our Islam, it's enough to bring people to Islam. Not going to look for a needle in a haystack that is, does not exist. Somebody told you that in this haystack there is a needle. So okay, let's just look for it. That's how they are looking for bidia. In a good work. So this Quran, أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. It's with truth Allah has got it. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. It's with truth. Everything that you are looking for is there. And if somebody tells you the Quran says it's listed, let's start again. Being like Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar went one day and was quarreling that the Sadaqi people are taking is too much. People, he's going to regulate Sadaqi, should not be more than this, more than this, more than this. Huh? One elderly lady stopped Sayyidina Umar and said, I heard you are quarreling about Sadaqi. He said, yes. Huh? Allah said, Wa atitumu hidehuna kintaran, falata akhudu minhu shay'an. What, do you know what is kintar? Sayyidina Umar said, this lady, you understand Islam more than me. I repent. That statement, I went between you. This is how we should be. Somebody is quoting the Quran for you. You are still arguing. He's not quoting a Karl Marx book for you, man. So may Allah have mercy on all of us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us this Ramadan. We lost today one of the biggest servants of Allah in Zaria here. He has served Sheikh Abdul Qadir Zaria until Sheikh Abdul Qadir died and continued to serve people, taking people to Hajj. You meet visitors in his house, struggling to satisfy everybody. This man is from a Yoruba stock with all the Yoruba marks in him. But before you can see a Yoruba man himself, it's difficult because he served somebody who is a Nipa man in a Hausa land. And the students that were here were Hausa students. And at the end, those that surrounded him were Hausa people. This is Islam. Where tribe vanishes, what remains is taqwa. When we went for the burial ceremony just now, the road was filled up. It was difficult for vehicles to move. And I didn't know anybody there that I could even see that was a Yoruba man, except the prop that we went with that's a Yoruba man. That's Islam. What brought them together? Islam. What brought them together? Tariqa. What brought them together? Zikr. So may Allah have mercy on him. I'm begging that all of us should recite one Fatiha, Kulu Allah 11, Surah Al-Fatiha 10, that we should give it to him as our gift, that may Allah eliminate his grave. Whenever somebody dies, wala tazir wazata wizra ukhra, nobody can take the load of another person that he takes. In Islam, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of him, Allah grants that even if a Muslim dies, your work can still benefit him. That's why we do janazah. The janazah we do is salah we offer. He is not the one that offers it. But because of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's how it used to be. But because of the Prophet, Allah lifted it. We do janazah and the reward goes to him. We pray and the reward goes to the person that is dead. Let's all recite one Fatiha, Kulu Allahu 11, Surah Fatiha 10. May Allah grant him his mercy. May Allah grant him the nearness to the Prophet. May Allah grant him to be with his own Sheikh, Ijal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد الله الصمد الله الصمد الله الصمد الله الصمد His name is Malam Nasir. People used to call him Malam Nasir the Arabian. May Allah forgive him. May Allah grant him mercy. May Allah show us his mercy on him. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us to die in a state of zikr. To die with kalima of shahadat in our mouth. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant us our food, what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to ride, may Allah grant it for us. Amen. All those that are sick among us, may Allah grant them good health. Amen. All those that are aging, may Allah assist them with their aging. Amen. All those that are looking for good wives, may Allah grant it for them. Amen. Those that are looking for husbands, may Allah grant it for them. Amen. Those of us that are going to face exams, may Allah make us to pass in our exams. Amen. May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims. Amen. May Allah reward Sahabat. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bring peace to our country. May He bring peace to our homes. May He bring peace to our states. Ijaz Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah guide our leaders aright. May Allah guide our imams aright. May Allah guide our ulamas aright. May Allah guide us aright. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih al-mubarak. والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.